This is Chris France of Tom Tom Club, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC welcomes audio responses and feedback from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-622-2598 and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. That number again is 518-622-2598.
Turn out on Thursday, May 29th at the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie for an evening of film, music, and sounds with proceeds benefiting WGXC. Wavefarm presents the groundbreaking generative documentary Eno in a 4-screen presentation for the first time with director Gary Huswit live rendering screen one. Musical performances by Fred Frith and Eukademix will take place as the sun sets on the rooftop stage, and Sanjiro will provide interstitial sounds throughout the evening. Tickets available at wavefarm.org/drive-in.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Julia's Local.
Then E, Ikaran, then Ukaran, in which we use Om. Sakara, in which we sing the names of the notes. In our style, we call it Saregama, like Ga Pa Ra Pa Ma Ra Ga Ra Pa Pa Ra Pa Ga.
Then we have Gamakas. Our 14-15 varieties of Gamaka. Then Dhuran. Dhuran means you are pulling.
Re, no.
comes Muran. Muran means just to turn. Then Kampit.
Kampit.
Then comes Andol. Andol means just like a swing, you know. We give this to particular notes. Re, so, re. Then comes Spati. Last is Hudak.
With Gamak and is that is Pudi. So the main thing is we have Om related with these re 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 na no re re re. So we do prayer to him with Om. Re na. It's not that every time we will use the same technique. As a painter knows where to put which color to express what in what proportion. In this way, we use the different sounds. And if you know these technical things and so many other things are there, so if you know these things, then you can have a control on the vocal things. And then, but you can express those things when you will not talk at all, then only you can do it. If you will talk, then naturally your concentration is towards talking and not, because it's all devotional way, so you are to take yourself to him completely, then you can express yourself. So we have two departments, one without the accompaniment of the pakhavaj percussion instrument, which is what we call alap. So in alap, we express with the sounds and with Om and these syllables that I explained to you. We do a sort of prayer to him, and it's very, very difficult form of singing. So with only application of different notes, you express yourself.
And welcome to another Vocal Systems here with me, Dave Evans, broadcasting from South Liverpool, where it's just turned 3:10 in the afternoon. And that was a track off an album by the Dagar Brothers from 1996 called Shiva Mahadeva, Drupad Classical Vocal Music of North India. And that was track 6, which was a demonstration of this particular, what goes into this particular way of singing. And yeah, so that is the sort of thing we're going to be listening to this month. This morning or this afternoon, depending on where you are. I am an artist, as I say, based here in Liverpool. And just last year in my art practice, I got interested in singing and the voice, but outside of language. And I guess that's what this show is all about, really. Vocal systems and different ways of song and voice that kind of work outside of language. And a couple of months ago, I did a show on something called extended vocal technique, which was kind of popular from the 60s onwards, and it's kind of a very sort of Western approach to singing without, you know, necessarily using language. And at the end of that show, I was sort of thinking, oh, I bet there are a lot of other kind of examples of song and singing, vocal styles that take a similar approach. And so that's what the show really is about, is looking kind of outside of extended vocal technique to other cultures and religions and histories that might have used this kind of style of this vocal technique. So that's how I ended up with at Drupad, which is the oldest form of Hindustani classical music, apparently from the Indian subcontinent. And that, as I say, was the Dagar Brothers giving us a bit of an insight into the different sounds, the different how the vocalizations are constructed with the different sounds. I'm going to play another track from this album now because I think it's really beautiful, and so this all relates to the fact that I've started trying to think about my home as something that might have a voice, and I've also started to sing along with it. And this singing doesn't necessarily lend itself to language particularly, because I'll be singing along with or harmonizing with the fridge or the washing machine. So that's why I've gone on this kind of journey to explore other ways of singing that don't necessarily rely on language. So what this show is really is kind of like, it's a research journey for me, where it gives me the chance to do a bit of exploring types of vocalization and singing that I might not have come across, and to sort of educate myself and any listeners that might be tuned in to these different ways of using the voice outside of language. So yeah, this Drupad classical vocal music of North India is a beautiful album. So we're gonna play another track This is from disc two, and this is also the Dagari, the Dagar brothers, and this is called Darbari Kannada Dharma.
Hey. Bye.
Brothers with what was that one called again? I have to get back to that, let you know in a sec. But the Daggar Brothers, by all accounts, the second generation of Drupad vocalists, and super influential. And yeah, that was a track called Darbari Kannada Dharma, which is off disc 2 from Shiva Mahadeva Drupad Classical Vocal Music of North India, available on all the usual streaming platforms. What we're going to listen to next is a bit of a shift, but we're going to listen to a type of vocalization called kolning, which is a unique Scandinavian herding tradition involving loud, high-pitched vocal calls. used to herd livestock, especially cattle. So let's have a listen to this. Yeah. Oops. Get the volume up. There we go. So I'll tell you a bit more about this after it's finished. So that was an example of calling from an album called Den Blomsterid Nu Komma. And you have to really have to excuse me for the way I'm slaughtering all of these pronunciations. And that is, from 1999. And that's a traditional piece of music. And the singer, I believe, was Solveig Vida's daughter. Yeah. So that was, and apparently calling is a combination of vocal technique and knowledge of animal behaviour, and it's characterised by these long ornamental calls, and is a form of both communication and herding. And I think it's there are only a few kind of practical practitioners that still use it for herding, but that's a thing to behold, to see it actually used in relation to cattle. It's not quite as refined as the example that we just listened to, which feels like it's been songified a little bit. But we're going to stay in similar sort of territory now, and we're going to look at, or listen to, rather, something recorded in 1941. And this is a joik, a Sami joik. And, oh no, 1914, sorry. And this is a recording made by, I think, a guy called Carl Tieren. But let's have a listen anyway, and I'll chat a little bit more about it in a sec.
Anna Albertina Andersson Vapsten till släkten Dinkar. Härna.
Jämta sonny, oj, 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 till tätallet av peget, oj, 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 oj,
That was from this album called Sammy Jenna, the Carl Tearing Collection of Sammy Joik, The Spring Journeys of 1914. And they were all recorded onto Wax Cylinder, I think, back in 1914. And I think I'm trying to figure out what the situation is with who's actually recorded this and who's actually doing the vocals. But I'm not sure whether Carl Tearon kind of reproduced the Joik sounds of the Sami people himself, or whether he went around recording them. But the Joik is a traditional form of song in Sami music. Sami people are in Northern Europe. And yeah, it's described as a vocal art form deeply embedded in Sami culture and has been passed down through generations. And as I say, I thought they were interesting because they were recorded back in 1914. Yeah, so where are we up to now? We're going to jump, actually, continent yet again to the Baka Forest people of southeast Cameroon. And I'm going to play a track that was recorded in the forest called Twilight Yelly Part 4. Yeah. Yeah, so that was Twilight Yelly Part 4. And that is a Yelly, which is described as a powerful nighttime ritual of singing by Baka Pygmy women. And in this case, the group of five mothers and sisters are singing together. And there are forest yodeling. So let's look, they're only short, but they're really beautiful. So I think we should listen to another one of those. I'm going to listen to this. Let's listen to Moonrise Yelly Part 3. So that was that was from Baka in the Forest by the Baka Forest people of Southeast Cameroon. That is available on Bandcamp, and all the profits from the sales of this album go to the Baka women. And that was that was Moonrise Yelly Part 3, I think. Really beautiful and incredible to hear the sounds of the forest there in the background. We're going to jump continent yet again, and we're going to have a listen to some Gakaku vocalization from Japan, which is a traditional type of court music where singers use sustained vowels or syllables that are more kind of ritualistic than linguistic, so kind of fits into our remit. So let's have a listen to some Gagaku vocalization. Amazing. Unfortunately I can't tell you anything about it because the album title and the track title are both in Japanese, but I've listened to the whole album and it's amazing. All I could tell you is that it was released on Columbia, Japan in 2014. So I'm going to have to do a little bit of research and translating, and I'll add the album title and the track name into the show page track list. So you could know what it was we actually listened to. And yeah, that was some traditional Japanese court music, and I think we're running out of time. I'm gonna play some tuva throat singing, and I might have time for one more after that. But what I'm gonna play next is a track from a compilation that was released in 1969 called Melody Tuvi, Throat Songs and Folk Tunes of Tuva, and it's the first track on the album, and it's called Reka Alash, or Alash River. So that was a beautiful example of tuvan, throat singing by somebody called Ujak Hunashtaul. And as I say, that's off an album called Melody 2V, which is also available on Bandcamp and streaming platforms, and is good because it's recorded back in 1969, so they're kind of original interpretations. And that's kind of bringing us to the end of today's show. It's been so much fun digging around, trying to find examples of this type of vocalization outside of language. And you will have to kind of excuse my ignorance around this, all of these different types of music. I'm on a proper journey of discovery here. I'm in no way an expert on any of this. I'm coming to this all for the first time. And it's inspirational, really, for me to hear all the different ways that the voice has been used and can be used in song without kind of collapsing into language. I'm going to play out today with another example of the Japanese court music, which is called Gagaku. And again, this is from an album where the title is in Japanese and the song title is in Japanese, so I'm going to have to do a bit of translating. It's been great to go on this journey with you all and to have a reason to go on it, thanks to WGXC in Accra. So I'll be back next month. Have a good month. And this is a little bit more Gagaku to play the show out. Thanks.